The subconscious mind, it doesn't go by the same rules. It doesn't use reason and logic. It just does what it's told. It is the place that makes manifest whatever seed you sow.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Welcome to another edition of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. Today, we're talking about using visualization to create the life that you want and you deserve. We are with Victoria Gallagher, who's a worldwide leader in hypnotherapy. She's also a best-selling author, international speaker, life success coach, and renowned authority on the law of attraction. She's dedicated her life to empowering people all over this world and planet to successfully live a life of liberty, aligned with their dreams through her effective meditative recordings and online courses. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Thank you so much for having me, Brad. I love the idea for your show, helping entrepreneurs be happy, because we all got into this business to have more happy freedom, control over our lives, all of those things that make us happy. And sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge.
It can. And I don't know if you were in the same bucket, but I thought freedom came from making a lot of money. And I made a lot of money. I lost a lot of money. But I figured out, you know what? Nothing outside yourself brings happiness. So that was a real gift.
It really is. No words have been truer than that. That's one of the things when they want to manifest things, they want to manifest lots of money or dream home or their soulmate even. And they say, well, as soon as I get that, I'm going to be happy. And it's really just the opposite. As soon as you are happy, then all the things that line up with happiness for you are going to show up.
Yes. People think money brings happiness. Happiness actually brings money. And there's countless studies around that. The happier you are, the more money you're going to make. So stop thinking money is going to bring you happiness. Figure out what your childhood programming issues are that are still driving you and fix them today. And you're going to be able to make more money than you ever thought possible. So
absolutely. You're going to drive yourself nuts trying to do the thing that's going to make you, trying to manifest the thing that's going to, you think is going to bring you happiness. It's just never going to work that way.
Yeah. So then you get happiness, great relationships, and the money. That's what I call true success. So absolutely. Victoria, what do you wish people understood about using visualization to create the life they want?
Oh, only that it's probably the single most important, most valuable, most effective tool that you could possibly use in order to bring anything into your life. I understand you're also a hypnotist by trade, and I am also a hypnotherapist. I have been for the last 24 years.
Wow.
And one of the keys to actually making hypnosis work, because a lot of times people have these preconceived ideas that you can just pop in your recording and fall asleep and everything's going to happen in your sleep. And actually, what makes hypnosis so powerful and what I incorporate into all of my hypnosis is the use of visualization, because visualization, it is the way that we speak to our subconscious mind. It is ultimately the emotional connection between what we're thinking about to getting that implanted into the subconscious mind. And it's also something you can't just like sit down and visualize one time and expect everything to happen. It's like not something you just do one time. It's like you're visualizing all day long. You're actually being in the vision all day long and living as if that dream is already a reality for you.
Yeah, I recently started, not that I didn't believe in manifestations, but the more deep work I do, the more I realize that it really is incredible. So Joe Dispenza, who I love and follow, I've got a notebook now. I started a couple of weeks ago. And I read it every night. And it's like, I am sure that I have this. I am experiencing this. My relationship is this. Because when your mind, when you say, I'm sure that, you're actually tricking your mind to believe you have it. And one of the greatest books I ever think was written was Think and Grow Rich. 30 years, I think it was one of the Carnegies commissioned Napoleon Hill to write this book, right? And he spent 30 years going around meeting with the most wealthy people all around the world. And that was the one thing they talked about in that book more than anything, is most super successful people had one vision of what they wanted, and they just kept thinking about it over and over and over again.
It's so true. And that's actually one of my favorite books. I read that one pretty much about every year. As a matter of fact, I even made a course where I'm reading the book, and then I actually created a hypnosis session based on each and every chapter in that book. So it's called Thoughts to Money. And it helps because, I mean, that book is everything. That book is really everything, but it's about also applying that book and actually doing it. Most people will read a book and they'll get a lot of like, oh, that was great. And then they'll go on to the next book, but they'll skip over the exercises. And those exercises are gold. And the stories are gold. I mean, that book is amazing.
I just read about Joe Dispenza, I think, talked about this study where they took a group of people and they had them lift weights. And then they took the other group of people. And for the same amount of time that the weightlifters were going, they were sitting in a place just imagining that they were lifting the same amount of weights. The people who never lifted a weight, their muscle mass increased by 13%. So science is now telling us exactly what you're saying, that it's the most powerful thing we can ever do.
It really is. I mean, Olympic athletes use it to help and improve their athletic ability. I think that's one of the places we can usually look is how Olympic athletes talk to their mind and program their mind. Because, I mean, that is one of the best examples of the use of visualization. But if it can work there, it can work for anything. One of the little exercises that I'll do with people to kind of prove the power of visualization is I'll have them stand up and then I'll have them point their finger backward behind them as far as they can point it. And then I'll have them just relax and then I'll have them go into visualization and visualize themselves pointing all the way around. I mean, you know, exaggerating it, because sometimes you do actually want to exaggerate things and go even beyond the limits. And so the next thing is then they'll open their eyes again and they will go ahead and do that exercise. And 9 times out of 10, they can get way further. I mean, even 10 times out of 10, they can get way further than they got. And it's just the visualization. It works. It works. It fools the mind. It tricks the mind into believing something that maybe you could not really wrap your mind around before.
So two stories really powerful about golfers, two of the best golfers that ever played this game. One was Jack Nicklaus, and he said he would never hit a putt until it was played in his head in a movie, him watching that ball roll down the break and go right into the hole. The second really cool thing is a couple months ago, I was watching the Tiger Woods documentary. It's a two-part series. I haven't watched the second part. But do you know that Tiger Woods' dad was friends with, I think, a guy in the Navy who was a hypnotist? He taught Tiger Woods how to hypnotize himself. So when people used to say Tiger Woods is in a zone, he was in a hypnosis zone. So a lot of people are like, hypnosis, that's kind of woo-woo, and it's like the stage stuff. And so this really legitimizes it, that this guy won, God, a lot of golf tournaments through the power of hypnosis and visualization.
Really doesn't surprise me at all. And then there is this thing called the mind-body connection, and the body does what the mind tells it to do. So visualization really just kind of helps to, I mean, and I don't really necessarily want to go too far into the woo-woo side, but I mean, people have managed to cure things that are going on with their body. I've had experiences where, like, I can't remember what it was. It was like a rash or a wart or something was going on. And I visualized it away. I just smoothed it out, that piece of skin that had the little minor flaw. And I just smoothed it away. And like within a really short period of time, it was gone. I mean, it's amazing the way that the mind-body connection works. I don't know if you heard that study, the Japanese study, where they took these 13 people and they rubbed the poison ivy.
Yes.
Yes.
And well, tell it.
I will. So on one arm, they rubbed a substance that was totally safe or totally non-poisonous. And they told them that this was poison ivy that they were rubbing on that arm. On the other arm, they actually rubbed the poison ivy and said it was the harmless substance. And as it turns out, all 13 people broke out in a rash on the arm that they said was poison ivy, and it was the harmless substance. And only a couple of people broke out on the arm that where the poison ivy was rubbed. It was incredible. I mean, this whole law of expectation, what you expect to happen generally is what happens. And so when you say things like, you know, it's going to be a great day, well, you're setting yourself up to have a great day. If you say, oh, today's lousy, and you start saying negative things and you start programming negative things into your mind, guess what? You're going to set that in motion. I've had to have like difficult conversations with my husband at times. And it's like, you know how you go and you're rehearsing what's going to happen. And so how do you want to rehearse that? Do you want to rehearse the argument that's going to go back and forth? Or do you want to rehearse how you want that outcome to be? So whenever I've rehearsed it ahead of time and say, okay, what do I really want this outcome to be? Do I want us to come away peacefully? Then I rehearse how we're going to have this conversation. And then boom, that's how it goes. And we end up being able to resolve it really, really easily.
Yeah, most people use visualization the wrong way. They visualize the wrong things. I mean, on a daily basis, I laugh at things working out for me. I expect things to work out for me, but it wasn't always that way. Until I did the work, until I got in hypnosis, I was the person doing the wrong visualization. Back to your comment, Victoria, on how you can cure health. I've got a book in my hand called Way to Miracles, and he talks about how self-contempt, which is the opposite of self-love, causes dis-ease. No ease in the body, which causes disease. Mm-hmm. Then behind me on my shelf, I've got a 500-page book by Dr. Gabor Mate called The Myth of Normal. The entire book is how childhood programming, unresolved childhood programming, creates illness. Both of these books by two really smart people who have been doing this a combined almost 100 years, helping people solve physical and mental issues, have said that it is from unresolved stress. Hypnosis in visualization is one of the best ways in the world to turn yourself from self-contempt and lack of self-love to self-love. Tell us why that is.
Ask me a question again. No,
I know you know the answer. I think you're thinking ahead to my next question, but it's because those self-contempt are buried in the subconscious mind, right? So to go from lack of self-love to self-love, you've got to access the subconscious mind, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So many times there are all of these unresolved issues in childhood, from maybe being made fun of in school and telling yourself and thinking the things that people are saying are true. And so you've just adopted these ideas, and then you continue to reinforce those ideas. And then you see the ideas reflecting in the real world, because we have this part of our mind called the reticular activating system, which ultimately it has to filter out everything that outside of what we normally believe. I'm getting tongue-tied today. It filters out everything that doesn't line up with what we're presenting to it. It does that to prevent us from like going crazy. It actually does that to make our lives much easier. And so what happens is everything that we believe about ourselves is what gets reflected out there in our outer world. So if we think that we're unlovable, if we think that the world is a hard place, then that's what the world is going to reflect back to us. We're going to see that. And then what's going to happen? We say, yep, that always happens to me. And so then we go and we reinforce it again. I am so unlovable. Nobody loves me. And I'm worthless. I don't deserve happiness. All of the things. And then, of course, the subconscious mind just says, yep, there's even more evidence. And it just continues. It's like a feedback loop that you get stuck in. So the only way out of that feedback loop is to begin to feed your loop with new information. And you can do that by directly accessing the subconscious mind through hypnosis, through visualizing, through doing your affirmations on what a loving person, looking at your best qualities, saying affirmations in the mirror, looking at yourself in the mirror every day and saying, I love you. I'm going to have an amazing day. I am worthy of all the great things that are coming my way. And guess what? Your feedback loop is going to change and it's going to reflect back to you things that line up with that version of yourself.
Yeah, it's like you buy a red car and you see all the red cars, right? And so in my life now, everything works out for me. So it's always worked every day. I kind of chuckle because that's what I'm looking for. But it wasn't always that way. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I wonder if I have any of these childhood programming issues, but I don't really know, you can go take this 3-minute quiz. It's only 12 questions on my site at bradchandler.com/quiz. And it will tell you, you'll get an instant email telling you exactly your level of self-love, because the only way you can change, you got to have awareness of it. For 47 years, I thought I had self-love and I didn't. So this stuff is just so, so fascinating to me. So Victoria, you call yourself the law of attraction hypnotist. Why?
Well, I have over probably the last 24 years, I've really married these two concepts together. When I first became a hypnotist, before that, I really was studying the law of attraction without really realizing that I was studying the law of attraction. A lot of the books talked about you create your reality. I read things like Deepak Chopra, Shakti Gawain, all of the classics, the Think and Grow Rich, Total Self-Confidence. And they all talked about the vibration and this energy and creating our own reality. Then I became a hypnotist. And automatically, I just kind of started incorporating a lot of these principles into my hypnosis. When I was creating my recordings, I would make suggestions about the energy of your body and projecting this energy out there into the universe. And I would say a lot of law of attraction-y type of statements, and my hypnosis programs became very, very known for how effective they were. And it wasn't until I wrote my book, Practical Law of Attraction, after I just kind of started becoming known for talking about the law of attraction, that I started like really thinking, you know, that's what I do. That is my niche. I am a hypnotist who believes in and talks about and incorporates law of attraction into my practice. And so I'm just going to call myself the law of attraction hypnotist. So that way people, they know what they're getting when they get with me. I'm not going to just hypnotize them and give them a bunch of suggestions. We're going to incorporate law of attraction techniques into my hypnosis.
Is there one thing that people come to you more than anything else for help, or is it just all over the board?
Oh, I have worked very diligently over the last couple of decades on narrowing down my target audience, my niche. And it is down to like the entrepreneurial, spiritual, entrepreneurial, creative entrepreneurs. I work with comics, authors, lots of hypnotherapists in my field come to me. So it's anybody in that like business, wanting to grow their business, wanting to get more abundant kind of space.
What do you think is the single thing that holds people back more than anything?
Well, definitely, I'm going to say they're limiting beliefs for sure. It is one of the things that you talked about, awareness. If you're not even aware that these beliefs exist. And so it holds people back because they continue to try all these different things until they realize, like, I mean, a decade has gone by and everything that they have tried isn't working. And so it's not going to work until you actually address those voices inside your head that are holding you back. And so it's absolutely the limiting beliefs.
And so many people, including myself, had no idea that they had these limiting beliefs because they were buried in my subconscious mind. And that's really why I created that self-love quiz, because I want people to be like, huh, I wonder if this is me. And if this is me, maybe this is why I have problems with food and weight. Maybe this is why my marriage sucks. Maybe this is why I'm depressed or anxious. There's a reason. Like, it's no one's fault what you're going through. There's always a reason why you're going through it, because no matter what you're struggling with right now, you were not born with it. Like, something happened in your formative years. And so that's why hypnosis is just such a magical tool, because your subconscious brain always knows the source of your problems. And when we help these people, they just go right back to the source of the problems. And that's where you, to fix a mental or a physical pain, you got to get to the source of the problem, which so much of Western medicine doesn't like to do, because they like to give the quick fixes of the drugs that don't really fix anything. It just masks the problem.
Absolutely. And the subconscious mind, unlike the conscious mind, which is where our willpower is, so many people, they try to fight through all of these programs using willpower because they don't realize that they're there. They don't realize what they're fighting against. And so it's like this David and Goliath. I mean, your conscious mind is only like a fraction of your whole mind. It's only 5 or 10%, maybe even less than that. Nobody knows exactly, but it's a very small, small percent. And it's just, you're trying to use reason and logic in order to get what you want, when actually the subconscious mind, it doesn't go by the same rules. It doesn't use reason and logic. It just does what it's told. And so even if it's not reasonable, which so many people's dreams are real dreams that they won't even really admit that they have, so many people's dreams are unreasonable, but yet they're completely possible as long as we get the information firmly planted into the place of possibility. And that's what the subconscious mind is. It is the place that makes manifest whatever seed you sow. What you sow, so shall you reap. And so where do you sow that? You sow it into the garden of the subconscious mind.
98% of all diets fail, right? The amount of money that just in the US that's being spent, probably in the billions of dollars every year, for a 98% failure rate. Because how many people have you known that have lost weight and then they go put it right back on? It's because they never figured out what made them put the weight on in the first place. That's your subconscious mind. That's your protection. You're eating for a reason, whether it be that you don't want people attracted to you or you're stuffing down your feelings. But yet you see over and over on TV and everything, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. Just like you said, you can't willpower through that. It's going to catch up with you. But all you really have to do is go into that subconscious mind through hypnosis and figure it out. So
yeah,
you have an app with 500 hypnosis sessions, you told me. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Well, actually, so I do have one on the market right now. It's called HypnoCloud, and that does have over 500 sessions in it. However, over the last year and a half, we have been working behind the scenes. My developers are creating a new app, which is going to be launched soon. That's all I can say, soon. But it's called Believe. And while they have been working diligently on creating the technical aspects of this app, I have been working on lots and lots of new content. So by the time this app comes out, right now we're on target. There's over 1,000 programs in this app.
Wow.
And in this app, there's videos, there's courses, there's series, there's affirmations, and so many of them now are geared toward manifestation, business owners. I have all kinds of fun sessions in there on even helping people to attract podcasts. Guests to their show.
I'll listen to that one.
Yeah, it's soon to be coming. And like I said, we're on track for about 1,000 recordings in there now.
Whoa, I don't know how you have the time to do all that.
So, that's all I do.
Love it. So do you have any personal stories that are interesting around manifesting?
Oh, so many. I mean, like, I take ownership over having manifested the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. And so pretty much everything I have is a testament to my manifestation, including this house, including being able to be in good shape, because my whole family does have a tendency to be on the obese side of things. And I just made a different decision for myself at a very young age. But I would say probably like the story is near and dear to my heart was how my husband and I got married. And this was about, well, let's see, I guess we celebrate our 15-year anniversary in May of this year, 2023. And when we were on the outs for a little while, I'm telling the mini version of the story, but we were on the outs for a little while and we had been engaged, got unengaged, living in Florida. And I was starting to work with this personal development group where we were working on the law of attraction. And so we all decided we were going to make an intention. We were going to set an intention for something that we were going to manifest. So we all stood in front of the room. We decided, you know, okay, so this is my intention and a by when. We all had a by when. So my by when at this time, it was January of 2007 when I stood in front of that room. And my by when was just arbitrarily, I came up with May of 2007. So I made my vision board. I'm visualizing every single day. I am manifesting for this. My husband's never seen any of this stuff. My boyfriend at the time, he's never seen any of this stuff, didn't know anything that I was doing. And like by March of that year, he comes to me and says, you know, I don't see how we're ever going to get back to a point of getting engaged. And I'm just letting you know that, because if you want to just hang out, that's fine. But I am just not really seeing that in the cards for us. And so I broke up with him because I thought, well, maybe the universe is just trying to point me in a different direction. Like, I believe so strong in my manifestation that I'm going to get engaged. It may not be by May, but maybe it's just like getting him out of the way. And that's why he's telling me this. And so I just let him go. And I kind of made a deal with myself that I wouldn't date anyone for 90 days. I wouldn't drink. I would work on myself. I wouldn't do anything that would put me into any kind of vulnerable position because I just wanted to get over it and move on with the rest of my life. And so fast forward about today, 88 of this, I run into him at a karaoke bar. It was a place the two of us used to go together. And he came up to me, said he had been thinking about me, said he was asking God for a sign as to whether he should reach out to me or not. And to make a long story short, a week later, he asked me to meet him on the beach and he proposed to me. And that was May 24th of 2007. And we got married exactly a year later.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you've been doing this for a long time. We're going to wrap on this question. So you've helped countless people. Can you pull maybe one of the top like transformation stories of someone that came to you and really suffering, and then after working with you, their life changed?
I had a client that was a coaching client of mine that was really just stuck in a rut with her job. And she was just unhappy. And she really wanted to manifest a move overseas. And it was just like all of the obstacles were stacked against her. She was in a situation where it was really hard to leave the company that she was in. She was making money, but she just wasn't happy. What she really wanted to do is she wanted to go overseas and she wanted to start her own coaching practice. And so we worked together for about 3 months. And then everything just kind of like, it wasn't happening that quickly during the time that we were working together. But then about 2 months after our work had ended together, and it just kind of seemed like she was still stuck there. And I felt bad. You know, I felt like, oh, shoot. I get an email from her from London talking about she's already moved. She's already started her business. She's already making enough money to support herself. And she was reaching out to me because now she was in an apartment and she wanted to manifest for her dream house. And so we worked on that. But it was just the fact that she actually got to do exactly what she was planning to do. It just sometimes the universe doesn't work on our timeline. And that's one of the things that I always have to emphasize, because this stuff works. It absolutely works. But, you know, you have to let it go.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. She worked with me. She got all the information ingrained in her mind. And the next thing you know, I got the email about her success. I love that story so much.
That's awesome. Yeah. Life is happening for you, not to you, right?
It is. It absolutely is. There's always a reason why it doesn't happen now. And sometimes it doesn't reveal itself until the next phase of whatever it is that you're going through. I mean, I had a horrible, horrible relationship that I was in before meeting Steve. And that relationship taught me the exact lesson that I needed to learn in order to let him go. If it was the old me and I hadn't learned that lesson, I would have said, oh, okay, we can just continue dating and I'll just wait. But no, if I had not learned that lesson, if I had not learned to just let it go and trust that there was something even better for me, I mean, that was a very good sign that I was receiving. Is like, okay, here we are. We're in the exact same situation. What are you going to do differently this time? And so sometimes that's the whole point of why something doesn't work out for you, is it's just there to teach you a lesson for how you can apply this in your future.
Amazing. Victoria, how do people reach you?
They can reach me at my website, victoriamgallagher.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time. You asked great questions. Thank you.
Thanks. So I'm on a mission to help 1 million people transform their lives in the next 60 years. Talk about manifesting. I'm 50 years old. I turned 50 and I'm going to live to be 110. So I need your help. So if you can like this, if you can share it, if you can subscribe to it, I'd really, really appreciate it. And that concludes another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. And remember, love heals all.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.